Welcome back to another exciting episode of 20 Minutes with Dad. Today, Chad's going to discuss with us his new job, a full day at it, and discuss his coworkers, since supposedly Chad dropped the ball and told them he has a 20 Minutes with Chad show, which is great for our listeners, because Chad needs to pass the blonde in viewers,
yeah,
listeners.
I know, man, right? I'm just like, I don't have big enough boobs or anything to get a bigger audience, man. Like, chicks have it easy. Blonde,
true.
Big boobs, man. I try, but you know, squish, 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 nothing. But I know, like, but yeah, I work a new job at a movie theater, which it's a day job. Like, it is what it is, especially in COVID times where I need to earn that little extra money when I'm between gigs. So if I ever do get famous, a few weeks ago, I had to pick up a turd from a bathroom floor. That was fun.
Pardon?
Yeah, someone took a shit in the bathroom and like literally missed the toilet, and it was like a little turd right on the side of the toilet bowl.
That's disgusting.
And yeah, tell me about it. And oh, we don't have the proper PPE to do it, so my ass just got like gloves. I put gloves on and grabbed the rag and picked that shit up and threw it in the garbage. And everyone was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you did it! You did it like a pro!" And I was just like, I just know, because like a manager, if you go to a manager, they're going to look at you and be like, do rock, paper, scissors, boom, or something, because I ain't picking up when you fuckers are going to do it. So I just kind of cut out the middleman and just did it myself. And yeah, so I was just like, you know, screw it. I'll pick it up. So I'm known for that. There's occasionally you have to clean up nosebleeds, vomit. Dude, we have this thing called 40X. It's like the Star Wars ride at Disneyland, but it's more aggressive. And you have all these flashing lights and water squirts and fog machines and stuff. It's like a total experience. And the chairs are always moving. You're moving through the whole freaking movie. And people are like getting jerked around and stuff because it's action movies usually. And people are like throwing up, throwing their popcorn around, nachos. Like, they really shouldn't bring food in there. Like, I get mad because I hate fucking going there and cleaning nacho sauce, cheese sauce, off the freaking seats. Like, it's so gross. I'm like,
Wait.
The metaphor of my life.
Maybe you should be moving up then and taking a manager job so you don't have to clean up vomit and poo and nachos.
The thing of being a manager, like, I've been there, done that. Like, knowing my coworkers, they're all retards. First person I'll fire, Ian. inside joke. I'm gonna get like hate mail from this like coworker named Ian. It's like, what you got against me? We have height limits. That's what we have against you.
So are you saying if Ian came to the movie theater, I would give him a child ticket and ask where his mommy is?
Half Filipino kid. He's hella funny though. I give him a lot of shit. Like, he's a really, really funny dude though. Like, I don't think he understands how funny he is. He probably could be a comedian. Like, the shit that he says, like, it's so nonchalant. And he always, everyone gives him shit. Like, I feel like we're like the bullies in high school.
Well, I'm going to continue on.
He's going to come in and shoot everyone up afterwards.
Can he see over the candy counter, or do you guys have a soapbox for him when he's working behind there?
Dude, he was cleaning the popcorn machine the other day, and we're like, "Do you need a step stool, bro?" Because he has to like lean over to scoop up. Oh my god, he's gonna hate me for this episode. Like Miguel's gonna probably show him.
So I do have some questions that I read.
Sure.
So when you're scooping out that popcorn machine, mm-hmm. How much popcorn goes in the garbage? All of it? Do you take some home?
No, you have to throw it out. Like, because you only could keep it for, like, 2 hours. Like, after every 2 hours, it's not gone. You have to toss it. It's just, food sanitation and stuff.
And how?
It's like, it's not going to go bad, but it's just, like, it keeps from things getting contaminated and everything.
And how long do those hot dogs stay on the roller for?
Only 2 hours.
Everything's 2 hours. So the pretzels are 2 hours. The hot dogs are 2 hours.
No, pretzels they make right away. Like, you actually have to make them on order. The hot dogs don't. You have to cook them, and then you have to put them in the bun and put them in the warmer. And you can't do anything, like, after 2-3 hours, you have to dispose of them. Because it's just hot foods.
How is having free movies again and being a filmmaker?
Dude, that's one thing I love about my job that reminded me why I love the cinema, why I love the creative process and making movies. Because not everyone who works at the movie theater likes talking about movies, which is kind of funny because a lot of them don't like movies. But it's fun seeing little kids going into the movie theater like all excited because it's like a big experience to them. And then just going to see the movie and they're so excited and they watch the movie and they come out and they get to see the like big screen images. And it's just fun watching their faces. And that's the moment I was just like, you know, that's the reason why I like making movies. That passion and that excitement. It's just like little kids are sitting there and people talking about the movies when they're coming out, like talking about symbolism and motifs and stuff. And I sit there and I'm like, this is what I love about art. Because the business side of it, you suck the soul out of the thing where it's just like, don't get me wrong, like if you want to be a hobbyist or whatever, you could do that. Like you could be artsy fartsy. Like this is my career too, so it's like I want to make money and all that jazz. But it's just, it is what it is. But yeah, it's just like seeing the kids' reactions. And I hate kids. You don't understand. Like I always tell my bestie starts laughing. She's like, don't have kids. I'm like, trust me, kids are not hard. I slipped through you for that. And she started laughing. I'm like, I'm fine with being Uncle Chattles. That's that's all I care about. Like, kids are little bastards. But and it's just like little moments that you see kids like that pure happiness and joy. Because there's no judgment or censoring. It's just pure. I like that. Like, you don't like laughter. Like there's this like water fountain outside where I go on my lunch break after movie theater where they're playing in this water fountain. It's them laughing and playing in the water. I'm just like, it's like being a kid again, kind of like seeing that. I'm just like, that's what life is kind of about, where like there's that pure kind of like unfiltered fun and enjoyment.
Shouldn't you be looking for some single moms at the fountain?
Like, yeah, there's single moms, but it's just, like, I'm not interested in that right now. I'm, like, I'm more, like, trying to, like, get through this year. Because, like, think about it. Like, I'm not complaining, like, because I haven't made anything since, like, 2018. Like, I've pitched stuff. I've been pitching stuff. I write stuff. But I haven't really produced and directed anything. Because, like, nothing's really, like, yeah, besides my health issues and COVID and all that bullshit. Nothing really has interested me lately. Like, it's weird. Like, everyone's trying to create, like, oh, create. And, like, people, like, during the quarantine were making stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool that you're creating, but none of it is substance. It's not good. Like, I have people who are, like, neighbors and stuff who try to make shit. And the stuff is, it's like, it's mediocre. Like, there's nothing standing out. It's like, okay, you're another model-looking wannabe making okay stuff, but it's like, people are like, oh, but I have it on Amazon. Yeah, anyone can put it on Amazon. Anyone can put shit on YouTube. Like, that's the thing where I'm just like, I'm not knocking it. Like, be creative and do your stuff, but you're using it as like a flex. It's like, it's stupid. Ooh, that reminds me of a story. Oh, this is, okay, so like movie theater. So we don't take cash. It's only
what?
Cards now, because yeah, we don't take cash. Nowhere in LA right now, like, places are not taking cash no more because of COVID. So you have to have a card. So this Armenian dude, who thinks he's, like, hot shit and stuff, like, dude, oh, my God, it was so funny. Guy was such an asshole. He comes up and orders, like, $60, $70 worth of concession stuff. And this was, like, my first, maybe second week there. He pulls out, like, nonchalant. Like, he's trying to press, like, people around him. Like, he pulled out, like, a big-ass wad of hundreds and 50s and 20s. Like, it had to be like almost $3,000-$4,000 worth of money. Like, trying to and flex to his girlfriend. Like, his girlfriend was pretty fucking hot. And I was like, it's like, I would have bent her over and like paid 18 years worth of child support. She was hot. But he was like he's trying to be like all like cool about it. And he like tosses the wad of cash in front of me. I'm like, oh, this is where I got like asshole mode. I was like, oh, sorry, sir. We don't accept cash. And I pointed at the card sign. And he didn't have a card. So his girlfriend had to pay on her card. He was so pissed, and she was pissed off because, like, she's like, you don't have a card? No, babe, I have money. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, your money's not good here, asshole.
Well, how do you buy tickets then? Don't you need
Everything is, you could buy tickets at concessions, but we have kiosk machines. We don't even have a box office.
Like, no box office anymore.
No box office, because they're trying to do everything contactless because of COVID. And that's the thing, too, is, like, everyone feels like we're going to be shut down again because LA's doing this thing where they're trying to make employers, they have to have vaccine passports to keep their jobs. And I'm like, I can't have a passport. Like, I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm sorry, I can't, because both my cardiologist and my primary doctor, they're like, yeah, it's like, if you want to get it, you can, but we recommend not getting it because the heart side effects are a higher risk than you actually getting COVID and dying. So I was like, okay. And like, even yesterday, my job was like, what was it? Going around asking if LA County makes them have to have vaccinations, would I be able to prove I have vaccination and get a vaccination? I was like, no, because my doctor recommends me not get it. They're like, well, you might not have a job. I'm like, well, I guess you're going to be paying me unemployment then. I'm like, good luck with that. I'll have a lawyer. I'm like, Jesus, like, good luck. And everyone's like, my mom's like, oh, you should get the jab. I'm like, I'm not going to get the jab because you don't even know. Like, dude, people with the vaccine are getting sick still. Like, it's not a magic cure. People are getting sick. And that's what cracks me up, this whole anti-vaxxer and vaccine this propaganda of like, oh, you're ruining everything. For like, no, not to mention there's the other variant, the Lebata variant. Scientists are saying the vaccine doesn't work at all for it, at all. So I'm like, why am I going to get a vaccine if a variant's going to not have it? So I'm like, yeah, a hard pass. So, like, that's going with that. Trying to think what else. So, between COVID and work, like, it really, our theater hasn't really been that busy, too. A lot of people, like, they're not going to movies, really, still. Like, that's what cracks me up, where, what was it? People are talking about, like, how, oh, this movie's a flop. It only made $28 million, $29 million. I'm like, because no one's going to movie theaters, and then everything's going, like, I really feel like California, if the recall, if Newsom doesn't get recalled, I guarantee you he's going to have us locked down all through the holidays again. I just know it because he's that douchey, and he doesn't want to give up his emergency power thing. But even the recall thing is even a freaking joke, dude. Like, I was going through all the candidates. Like, I'm thinking about voting Green Party because that's what I am. I'm a Green Party person. But it was two Green Party people. And this one woman I might vote for because she's like a small business owner. So I might vote for her. But the other guy, he's a criminal defense attorney. And his bio was, can you dig it? I was like, what the hell? Like, he has sunglasses on. Like, he's acting all cool. Can you dig it? I'm like, it just feels like they're just showboating because it's like, it gives them some kind of like, oh, look, they're making their 15 minutes of fame. It's almost like a YouTuber almost, where it's just like, look at me, I'm being edgy. But yeah, I was like, I want Newsom out of there because the guy's garbage. But a lot of candidates and everyone's like, oh, it's the Republicans. Like, no, the Republicans bankrolled it. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Republicans are garbage. Like, I'm not a Republican. People always sit there like, oh, Chad, your Republican views. I'm like, no. I'm just like, I feel like this is how I look at politics. You have Democrats and Republicans. The Republicans, they pander to the rich, and their money is funneled through corporations. Then you have the Democrats who pander to the poor, who funnel their money through foundations. Now, who give money to foundations and corporations? The rich. I'm like, it's the same coin with two sides. It's a two-sided coin. I'm like, it's the same thing. And I'm like, and people get there like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, stats. And they're like, no, because numbers and info could be bended to everyone's ulterior motives and agendas. That's what cracks me up. Like, it's like, well, 2 + 2 = 4. Well, so it's 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. 2 + 1 + 1. Like, you could just do different variations. It's always the same fucking answer. Like, people get that and they don't think that, they don't see it that way. They're like, oh, that's just whataboutism. And I'm like, oh, you learned a community college thing. Oh, cool. Like, I made a joke where I'm just like, I see social justice warriors are like the hipster butch lesbians who went to community college who got like a degree in liberal arts or women's studies. Because women's studies prove everything. But it's just... I'm going to have like a bunch of hate mail from a bunch of lesbians. Like, hey, I support you lesbians. I watch all your Pornhub videos, okay? Like, I support your tribbing and scissoring, okay? It's all good in the hood. Like, I jerk off to you guys. That's good money right there. That's money well spent. Not mentioning OnlyFans either, okay? I'm supporting your cause. And, but yeah, it's I see you give me a judgmental look of like Chad is tripping and scissoring in a sentence.
We're getting canceled.
It's not Arts and Crafts, kids.
We're getting canceled.
Hashtag cancel Chad at Regal.
Okay, Chad, I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Okay, I've been, just read an article about a woman in Arkansas who has COVID. She's in the hospital, and she's still preaching COVID. She didn't believe COVID was real until she got it. How is that possible?
How is that possible? She might be retarded, so who knows? Like... She probably would like wouldn't believe a 12-inch dick till she see a 12-inch dick. That's how I look at it. Where Arkansas is not the smartest, you know. Ding 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 ding.
Well, she's married.
Weapon.
She is married.
But she still probably hasn't seen a 12-inch dick.
Well, I haven't asked her. Like, I don't know. I just think it's weird being who you are nowadays and telling me you don't believe in COVID. I'm not going vaccine or not vaccine. That's your choice. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you thought it was a hoax? Like, who makes it?
People are just weird because you have, like, on both ends. Like people, like, that's the thing where I always say people are retarded. Like, I'm not talking about, like, when I say retarded, I'm not talking about mentally handicapped because that's different. But this, people are, like, retarded. I use as dumb asses. Like, they believe everything they see. Once again, look at the, what was it, Brian Jonestown massacre? Freaking people believe anything. Like, Texas Waco, what was it, Waco, Texas, whatever that fucking... So I sit there when people talk about cults and stuff like that, and I'm like, I'm not really shocked. People are idiots. Like, and they always say, like, oh, but this person, like, nah, like, you're an idiot. People don't want to think for themselves. They don't read history. It always repeats itself. That's why I'm like, please, meteorite, hit the planet, because everyone's idiots here. Like, please end the world. Like, dinosaurs had a good run. I think humans had a good run.
It's tough. Yeah, I agree. Okay. Did you watch? We got you here. You get to see new movies now, so I can get you quick hits on a few films, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Black Widow?
I actually really liked it. I was surprised because I don't like comic book movies. And it was actually, if like, you could even take the comic book element out of it. It was actually a well-made movie. Like, I actually enjoyed it.
Suicide Squad.
I like Suicide Squad, once again. But that's because I like James Gunn. Like, even though the movie is, like, really out there cartoonish, it's still believable and authentic because the actors are all 110% behind it. So it kind of makes it enjoyable because James Gunn, when he makes his movies, he loves the movies. Like, he loves making movies. He's passionate. Like, everyone's on board with it. Like, I enjoyed it.
Jungle Cruise.
surprisingly, I also enjoyed that movie too. It kind of had that like 90s Disney movie feel, like kind of like The Mummy. Like, I kind of like that. And you actually got to see people die, which, and it didn't have that like woke Disney culture, like the gay character. I'm like, yeah, I kind of figured he was gay. Like, they nonchalantly tried to like, oh, I like others. That was only one thing that kind of bugged me. Is it's like, well, I don't see myself with any suitors. I like others. And then that nonchalant gay joke towards 15 minutes afterwards, it's like, do you want me to hold, do a reach around and did a bit, like, want me to hold my stick? And I'm like, you could tell like where it was coming from. I was like, oh, callback. Okay, callback. But it was actually a pretty decent movie. I enjoyed it.
Zola.
I didn't get to see that one. I was kind of sad that, like, because it was gone so fast because, like, a bunch of people were trying to do, because I work at a big movie theater, you get things like Fast 9, Suicide Squad. Like, there was, like, a movie that I really wanted to see. It didn't even come. It was that Zach Braff movie, A Comeback Trail. I wanted to see that one so bad. And, like, it literally, they were promoting it, and it didn't even come to our theaters. I was so mad.
Goodbye, Chad.
Bye.